Chef Dwayne LaPuma's entire kitchen staff just quit. He's looking at reservations for 40 people for lunch, then another 140 for a banquet tomorrow. To make all those meals, LaPuma's bosses have provided him with 19 recruits, some of whom have never cooked in a fine dining restaurant. Aside from LaPuma's assistant and a pastry chef, not one of the staff has ever seen the menu, much less prepared the items on it, all gourmet dishes with elaborate presentations. But by the end of the day, the diners will leave satisfied. In fact, the customers, some of whom have waited months for a reservation at LaPuma's restaurant, American Bounty, will scarcely notice that their entire meal was made by neophyte cooks. A miracle, perhaps? Nope. It's a regular day for Chef LaPuma. In 3 weeks, when LaPuma has his crew trained and confident, they will leave, and a new group of inexperienced cooks will replace them. He will repeat this process every 3 weeks, thus providing the penultimate course for students who will soon graduate from the Culinary Institute of America. What makes this impossible rhythm possible is not a miracle. It is a system called mise en place. Learning to cook, learning to work. The Culinary Institute of America, called the CIA without irony by people who think more about the Epicurean than they do espionage, sits like a citadel on the banks of the Hudson River almost 100 miles north of New York City. Its grand campus in Hyde Park, New York, centered around a former seminary, housing an average of 2,400 students, 140 full-time faculty, 49 kitchens, and 4 student-staffed restaurants, the CIA is among the world's most renowned culinary schools, with branches in Texas, Northern California, and Singapore. From the first day of classes to the last, CIA students will hear the term mise en place. It's on the lips of Tim Ryan, the president of the college, as he greets new enrollees. A few of the students may have heard the term before they arrived, perhaps in a kitchen for which they worked during high school or thereafter. Some will refer to their textbook, The Professional Chef, which provides the English translation of the term, put in place, and a definition, the preparation and assembly of ingredients, pans, utensils, and plates or serving pieces needed for a particular dish or service period. At first, mise en place blends into the dozens of French words and phrases they must remember as they make their way through their introductory class, Culinary Fundamentals, terms like mirepoix, brunoise, tournée, arrosé, fond de veau, roux, consommé. But as students learn the basic techniques they'll need to succeed in all the courses that follow, knife cuts, making stock, making sauce, cooking vegetables and meat, they learn that mise en place encompasses an entirely different set of vital skills, and that putting their ingredients and tools in place is just the first level of a deceptively simple concept that keeps unfolding. Instructors invoke mise en place when they tell students to keep their cutting boards and workstations clean and when they tell them to arrange their tools in a certain order and return them to that order after they use them. When they move too slow and also when they move too fast. When they move too much and when they move too little. When they start tasks too early and when they finish them too late. When they talk too much and when they don't say enough. When they don't use their 5 senses, taste, touch, smell, sight, sound. And when they fail to use their 6th sense, common. As the days go by, the chef instructors begin to talk about a deeper notion, mental mise en place, the idea that students can't master physical organization without first organizing their minds. It starts with the CIA timeline, a paper form that chefs expect students to use every day and master. In preparation for each class, students must list their needed tools, ingredients, and tasks for the day. They must arrange those tasks in time, plotting precisely when each thing is supposed to happen. When students find themselves running behind in class or skipping steps, the chefs refer to the student's timeline. Usually, the chefs can point to the error in thinking that resulted in the error in behavior. Students commit these timelines to memory. Then they begin to tackle planning on the fly, the mental work that allows them to move smoothly from one task to the next. Over time, mise en place begins to reveal itself as a set of values. Apprenticing oneself. Getting to class early, not just on time. Working with intensity. Cultivating a sense of urgency. Remaining alert. Aiming for perfection.